Hello.
Good morning. Is this Anthony?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Anthony. It's John with Local Splash. I spoke with you yesterday at this time.
Oh, yes.
The Google partner. Hi.
Yeah.
I had you set up for a callback. You asked me to circle back with you this morning about putting Above and Beyond Pressure Washing Services, LLC, on the first page of the Google search results.
I did some thinking. I'm going to hold off on that. Just due to financial reasons.
Oh, okay.
The $299 a month is kind of a bit out my price range right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not guaranteed I can make that back every month to be able to pay that along with my other bills I got to pay. So.
Right. Okay. Well, I appreciate you being open with me about that. You know, that was really straightforward. Some guys, they just kind of like, hey, no, and then you don't really know why.
I definitely went home and I mapped it out some of my bills, you know, to the finance thing. And it just, I don't think it's something that I can do right now. But I'd be scared myself that doing that with all the other appliances I still have to go and buy.
There is something that I could do. Also, since you're being like really candid, I'll be straightforward too. They give me like 3 a year. They're called friends and family rates. It's already July. I haven't used one. And like, I've been here 10 years, so pretty much any friends and family that needed this already has it, you know? The friends and family plan, what it does is it allows me to give you a wholesale campaign. And I mean, if you're open to it, I can use that on you. And basically what it'll do is, you know, we'll act like I know you already before signing you up. And I could cut the pricing down to $149. It's our wholesale cost on all the products and features it takes to get you on that package. So you'll still have the website and everything. Like, we're not cutting any corners. So you still get all the bells and whistles there. And then I would lock in that rate. So you'll keep that rate as long as you're with us. I know might make things a little tighter than it already is right now, but, you know, long term, you know, we end up stealing you from Home Advisor. We'll save you money and make you more at the same time by having you in front of your potential customers that are already looking for your help.
Yeah, actually, man, that sounds good. I was kind of disappointed in myself when I sent the $139 because I haven't heard from my representative yet. So it's like, man, I done paid the $150 for the yearly fee, and it's like, I haven't got any leads or anything yet. So,
yeah. I mean, the reason I followed up with you is because I saw you were using that. You know, most of the time we go down the list and it's like, the guys are like, call me back later. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm not going to cross my fingers hoping that somebody answers later.
Right.
But
you're in
a situation where, you know, I understand what you're using now. And it's actually good they haven't sent you leads, you know, because more and more people that I talk to that use that program, they're paying for leads that aren't turning into business, you know, because one lead gets sold to like 5 people. So, you know, you got a 20% chance before you've even called it. And then you got to call it and kind of drop your rate in order to compete with the other quotes that they're getting on top of paying a lead fee for it, you know.
Exactly. One lead fee is like $27.
Yeah,
like I said, I think what you had said in consideration about, you know, they send 5 other people the same lead. Like I said, I didn't know it was just you going against other people. I just figured, you know, they had sent it to you. It's like, okay, this is a person who needs the job. You know, you can, like once you get the job, you know, pay as is, but.
Yeah. At $299, it would make a lot more sense for you, you know? Obviously, the $149 is a huge deal, but the $27 a lead, I mean, if you do the math on that, like 11 leads, that's $299, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, so you're limited on your opportunities, too. You know, with Google, you get a lot more than 11 leads over the course of a month, especially now, it's summertime.
Right, yeah, and I know, like I said, I've been trying to look into, different places where, like, demands might be higher. You know, because one thing, I just got my business cards in, too, so when I'm
always
going out,
Google.
You know,
it's no different than you know, if you were to do a search for something, you would just probably pull out your phone and Google it, you know, it's no different for your customers, so it's just you have to be there, you know, about 90% of the searches done on Google start and stop on the first page, so that's where we're talking about placing you, is where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look and then obviously pick somebody. You know, being on HomeAdvisor is good. At least it's better than nothing. But, you know, they're basically scrolling past my guys, and then they fill out a form. If they're scrolling past my guys to fill out that HomeAdvisor form, they're a cheapskate. Or my guys are too busy to take them on, you know. So they're just price shopping, or one of my guys already turned them down. So, I mean, what do you think about that friends and family rate at 149? It's month to month. You know, you don't have to take my word for it or sign any kind of long-term contract. We prove it to you 30 days at a time.
30. Okay. Yeah, that sounds more reasonable. I can definitely somewhat manage that. I just got to the house. I'm sitting down looking at my financial stuff now.
Okay.
So I might have to definitely probably move some money from my savings. But I also was going to purchase that water tank, too. That's the other big thing. Like I said, I was in the midst of trying to buy equipment and the stuff that I need when I start renting jobs. And
I know starting a business is tough. You know, sometimes people, especially when they don't have first page placement, you know, it takes a year, 2 years sometimes before they become profitable. It's like you're always buying stuff and gas and everything else, you know.
Yeah, like, and I'm completely new to this, so with no guidance, I'm just trying to figure things out.
Yeah, you just don't want to put the carriage before the horse. Like, you were right to put yourself online. Just HomeAdvisor is HomeAdvisor, you know, so that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to have yourself in front of your customers. Like, I started two other companies outside of this. One's managed by my dad, and another one's managed by my father-in-law, so my lady's dad. And both of them, I actually set up the Google listings, like, 6 months prior. So, like, I waited for a spot to open up, got the spot, and then just basically pipelined a bunch of jobs and leads and started developing the business relationships before we were ever officially out there painting or doing any of the tree work. So,
right, okay. And you said with Dodge, y'all offer up a website, because you see, the thing with me is, like yesterday I was on my friend's Facebook and I was trying to find my page, but I couldn't find it. So like I said, I don't know the, all them marketing things trying to get people to get to my page besides my friends and stuff, like sharing on Facebook. But as far as the website, Jared, and I know that's another
I'm not cutting any corners. When I'm marking your price down on this friends and family rate, you're still getting all the products and features. So you'll still get a .com website. We'll purchase a Google domain. Since we're a Google partner, we get them, you know, very cheap. So I'll get the domain for you. Maybe look for the Above and Beyond Pressure Washing Services LLC.com, or maybe without the LLC in there. But we'll get the domain, and then we'll develop all the content for you. If you have a logo or photos you want to use, we'll have you send those in. And then we also provide hosting for your website, too. So any changes you want to make as we go, it's nice because it's all under one roof. Instead of you having, like, a separate website guy, you know, all your Google listings and your placement is being handled by the same people that are creating your website. So if we need to make a change, we could update it really quickly in real time. So you will have that site included in the package. Yeah. I want to make sure you're successful at the end of the day. I mean, I'm not going to make money, or a company's not going to make money if you're not making money, because you're just going to end up canceling it. It's a month-to-month service. So.
Right, exactly. That's the whole thing. That's the thing I get from everybody. The HomeAdvisor, because, like, God is worth the 149, and then you're just like, all right, figure the rest out the stuff, or, you know, like, how does that go? But I was just like, it just rubbed me wrong how they,
just so you can see from my angle, like, I'm clearly trying to steal you from that, Anthony. I'm clearly trying to steal you from that, because, like, the last thing I want to do is build a website and get you up and running on the first page, put in all that legwork for $149 to have you not be here next month. You know what I mean? What I'm gambling on is that you compare this to that, and that you end up being with us long term, and then eventually the pricing structure will start to make sense for us after a few months, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Cause I feel like after that, like, once I start renting the job, it'll pay for itself, and that's really the goals of how I look at it, like, start getting a job to pay for itself. So I know
that's
for sure, once I land a couple of jobs, and I just had the 149 ahead, right, that's the next
August. We need August payment for Google. Home. It's already paid for it. And hopefully I can go do two more jobs and boom, go ahead and pay.
It's peak time of the year. It's the peak time of the year. I mean, you still got basically till mid to end September where things are going to be popping off like crazy. It's not that it's not consistent in October, November, but obviously as the weather starts to come in, you don't want to be out there doing power washing and pressure washing. So.
Right.
So let me ask you this, though. Cause like I said, you definitely got me. But as far as like the services I offer a multiple service. After I do fully detail, I do fully car detailing as well. And honestly, when I started the business, that's what it originally was going to be. But in my head, it's like I know I could do more. So when I really started looking for other things you can do with a pressure washer, I thought you can do concrete and houses and stuff like that. So that's when I put all that stuff in there. So how would there be a way that I can market like the detail aspect too?
So
as much as like concrete power washing.
Yes. So we give you 15 different keyword terms or services that you can be listed for at a time. The keyword terms are like power washing, pressure washing, mobile detailing. I don't know if you want to do like commercial pressure washing, or if you want to put exotic car detailing, you know, things like that. So we give you 15 different ones.
As times go, like you said, like when I start getting more equipment and more clientele to where I can do like a commercial pressure washer, like you said, there'll be a way on the website I can change that.
Just a phone call. It's just a phone call into customer service, and we ask you any changes that you make, give us 24 hours before you see them take effect. So it's very simple. It's just goes to our revisions department.
Cool. All right. Sounds good, man.
Want to get it rolling?
What would be the next?
I have to create your business profile, and then I'm going to submit it to Google. And then Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail called a PIN verification letter. What's the street address that I could send that to?
3922 Hines Lane, H-A-H-N-S.
Okay, I found it.
Apartment E.
Okay, I have to put apartment in there. Okay, but I think I found it. 27401 Greensboro?
Yes.
Okay. You said apartment D as in dog?
Yes. Yeah, D as in dog.
Okay. Got it. Okay, and it says allow up to 5 business days to receive your PIN verification letter. So I'm going to actually put in a request to have it sent out right now. Okay. Right, what that is you can't miss it. It says Google on it, big colorful letters. It'll have your business name on the back, and there's a 5-digit number on the back of it. When you get that number, I need you to call in, or you can text it in, whichever is more convenient for you, but I need that PIN. Once we have your PIN verified, you won't have to do that again. And that's good, because once your PIN verified, you have your Google business profile, you start getting your reviews on your Google business page. And then even if you stop doing this in the future, you still have all those reviews and all that reputation built up. You know what I mean? It's not going anywhere. So you keep that stuff even after you're done with us. So it'll benefit you long term. I don't think you're going to be done with us anytime soon. Kind of a conversation point there. With HomeAdvisor, when you cancel them, you lose all those reviews and stuff unless you have them go write it on your Google business profile. And then we're going to build that .com for you. I didn't know if you had a logo built yet or if you had any photos like before and after shots that you wanted to use. But if you do, you send them to that email address that I just texted you.
I got one card right now that I need to, but like that's my goal is to really be busy enough to where I can leave step away from my full-time job. So I can at least do a job 8 days so I can start uploading more pictures. Because right now I'm just doing it on the weekend, and I know that's kind of holding me back because I'm not really putting product out there like that. People can't really see my work like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it's always good to kind of have your work out there. It's always good. I mean, there's no I don't see any disadvantage to having examples of work that you've done in the past on there.
Right. Okay.
You cut out for a second, so I don't know if I hit the nail on the head. I just heard the, I don't know if you should post certain photos.
Yeah, my fault. And I was saying, like, my full-time job is kind of holding me back to doing more details and more pressure washing so I can actually put photos out there. Because I only got,
cherry pick.
I only got one car right now.
We'll get new ones.
Before I can show what I did.
Yeah, we'll get new ones as we go. I mean, obviously, you're going to get an influx of leads. You know, answer the live calls as you can. Those ones convert the best. But if you're working another full-time job, there's also a tracking system that'll pipeline the leads and save them if you miss the call. And then you can go through and call them back, cherry pick what you do and don't want, set yourself up. And then obviously, when you're done with the jobs, you know, you'll get those photos or the before and after shots. And, you know, we'll get new ones as new clients come in.
Okay, cool.
But that's why you always have that really email on file, because as we go, you could just keep sending them in as we go, you know? And then we'll update the portfolio on your website.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I know for a fact I'll send some in Saturday. I got two jobs to do Saturday as far as I'm a concrete pressure washing, and I'm trying to land some jobs, some detailed jobs Sunday.
The jobs will come. Don't. That'll be a thing of the past. Yeah. Watch. You know, once we have this up and running, just in the last 30 days, to kind of put it in an example, and this is a 30-mile radius around Greensboro, there was 1,812 searches between the power washing and pressure washing category. 87% of those guys started and stopped on the first page. So usually say it's about 90%, but 87% of them started and stopped on page one. So it's like we're putting you right in the thick of it, you know? So, if there's job opportunity out there, they're going to see you, and you're going to get a swing of the bat.
Cool.
Yep. And then I'm creating your business profile. You can only have one phone number up there. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
This is my main cell phone number.
Okay, so 727-492-1958.
Yep.
Okay. And then what's your last name, Anthony?
Farr, P-H-A-R-R.
Okay. And are you the sole owner of the business, or do you have a partner?
No, I'm the sole owner.
Okay. And then because of this friends and family rate that I'm giving you, I have to send everything over to you in writing. It has to be documented because it's a unique pricing structure. And then also I'm going to send over the invoice receipt to you. What's the business email address that I could send that to?
A B E W S 1@gmail.com.
Oh, perfect. You're already a Gmail user. So let me just repeat this back to you. A as in apple, B as in boy, P as in Paul, W as in whale, and S as in Sam, and then the number 1@gmail.com. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and update.
Pretty much above and beyond press watching services.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got it. Yep, A-B-B-W-S-1. Yeah, okay. I was trying to piece it together. At first, I was like thinking A-P because Anthony Farr. And then I was like, where's the B? Maybe it's the middle initial.
Right.
Yeah, I got all thrown off by it. Okay.
All right. Right.
And then how do you want your hours of operation listed?
7 a.m. until 8 p.m.
7 a.m.
Well, you can do 8:30 because it gets dark around 8:45, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it says sunset there. It's actually 8:32 today. And then you go Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Yeah, Monday through Saturday. I take Sundays off, though.
Okay, good man.
So, yeah, Monday through Saturday.
Sunday closed. Okay. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Cash, check, and card. I have to set up a square thing. That's the one you can swipe your card, right?
Yeah, it plugs into your phone, and then they could just swipe it.
Like,
there's also...
You can plug in your phone, they can plug your card.
Yeah, exactly. There's also PayPal too. So I mean, it's really up to you.
Yeah,
I know
I have PayPal.
Yeah, so our website's compatible with PayPal. So if somebody has a card, you know, with the website that we build you, they could go in there, put in their own billing information, and then send you the payment right through your website.
Okay. I got PayPal. I have Cash App.
Yeah, so during your client interview, I'll have them...
cash, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, cash and check are usually a given on that one. It's always the card that's kind of like, can they take card? But if you already have a PayPal, there's going to be a client interview. So I will tell the client interview technician to get that set up for you. So that way, you know, if the customer doesn't want to give you the card but wants to pay with a card or maybe forgot to get cash, you know, they could just go onto your website. They could input the payment and submit it there, and it'll direct deposit to you just like any other PayPal payment.
Okay, cool. Now, so when it comes to checks, if I was to accept a check, would I have to have like a business account check?
No, not necessarily. So like one of our companies, I didn't have a business account for it at all, the one that my father-in-law manages. But at the end of the year, you really do want as many write-offs as you can get for your business. So like, for example, this is considered a business expense. So when if you get a good CPA, like a good tax guy, you know, you could send them gas receipts, you could send them your marketing receipts. You know, usually the business account just makes it easier to document those things, you know, so that way it's all under one profile. Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, you could still kind of save the invoice I'm sending over to you. And then obviously any other transactions moving forward that, you know, are from customers paying you, you know, you want to have those listed as a business expense, kind of separate them. Or find a way to separate them, so that way when your tax guy sits down with you, you get all the write-offs you can, you know, so that way they're not docking you on it. Make sense?
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even some of your personal gas, you know, throw that in. It's like, hey, this was business expense. I needed this to get to and from jobs, you know. That's a huge advantage.
Right.
Yeah, I have an Amex card that I basically put all my gas on and say that it's for the business because we have two other work trucks, too. So I just say it's all
right.
For the business, and, you know, then I end up basically getting gas, like, almost free at the end of the year because it's going through the company. So a little loophole there. All right. So I got your business profile created. I do need to set up a client interview with you. Client interviews usually take about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to get it completed. I do have a time slot available this afternoon. I have 12 to 1, and then I also have a 4 and 5 o'clock available. Will one of those work for you?
Let's go with 4 and 5.
Okay. Usually, I mean, we could schedule them the following day, but I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible since I already put in the request for them to send your PIN verification letter. Okay, so local.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get.
Yeah, don't want to waste the day. Yeah, we're in the middle of summer, so it's like one day could be like 5-6 phone calls, you know? All right, so let me update this. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail that you provided, and then I'll also send you a text like 1 hour before the appointment. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. You know, I could reschedule it, but like I said, I want to get it knocked out as soon as possible.
Yeah, definitely. Me too.
All right. Let me go ahead and send this. Save, send, invite all guests. All right, and then let me get the client interview technician in there. All right, so you should get the notification for that shortly. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $149 as part of the friends and family rate, how did you want to do that, Anthony?
Card.
Card. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a Visa card.
Okay, and you said it was under your name, right? You don't have a business account yet?
No, yeah, it's under my name.
Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to? The Hans Lane?
Yes.
Okay, you said it was apartment D, right?
Yes, D as in doll.
Okay, So on the front of that. Oh.
Let me see. I was checking my camera quick. Hold on.
Oh, okay. No worries. Take your time.
All right. You good?
Okay. On the front of the card, there's 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right. 4327.
4327.
3901. 0438.
2836. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Expiration date is 0525.
05 of 25, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
Yep, 164.
Okay, and then I'm going to send over the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement, and then also as an added form of protection for you, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification right now. So this is just going to outline the friends and family rate, that you get that discounted pricing structure indefinitely, and then I'm going to send this to you in writing too, so that way you have it on file and we have it on file, and there's no confusion about that moving forward. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
That's your discounted ticket to the money train. So, give me a second here.
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line, though, here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is also an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Above and Beyond Personalizing Services, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Anthony Farr, business owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. Anthony, it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing services during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying that you have to cancel the Home Advisor by Angie's stuff. You could keep doing that if you want to. I'm sure you probably will leave them at some point, especially if you compare the two. But this is more so saying, like, after today, if you're considering adding another service, let us know so we can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or, like, duplicating any of the listing.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yep.
All right. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is July 14th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $149. And that's part of a friends and family rate for a pro package. I've included the .com website for you at no additional cost, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. Now, we do ask you to try it for a couple months, even though it's paid out 1 month at a time and it's a month-to-month service. It does state that when the term is completed, it automatically renews each month on the 14th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $149 indefinitely. So basically, as long as you're with us, you get that friends and family rate. It's not just a one-month thing. It says you may discontinue.
Oh, man, cool.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm hoping this puts us in a position to work together long-term. That's the goal here. I really want to set you up to be profitable. And that's more so, too, like you being candid with me. You know, if you would have never been if you wouldn't have been open enough to say that, like I always tell people, closed mouth, don't get fed. You know what I mean? So,
right. Hey, listen, my father always told me the same thing. And I had to learn that the long way growing up. And so, as I got older, I had to learn to be honest. You never know the blessings you might receive, you know?
Yeah. I appreciate that. Because some guys, I mean, you know, it's a hard thing to be like, hey, I can't afford this right now. You know what I mean? I some people just, right. it's hard to say, even for me, it's hard to say sometimes, you know what I mean?
Right.
I struggle with that with my lady and my kids sometimes, where I'm just like, hey, look, I know we got these businesses, but at the same time, no, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Like, we can't do this.
Yeah, cut the line somewhere.
Yeah, and it's hard. A lot of the times I end up biting the bullet and just not saying anything and then putting myself in a rough spot for a couple of days, but, I appreciate you being candid, basically. So that's why I'm taking care of you. And it just so happens that I happen to still have those friends and family rates available. So it feels good to be able to help you out with that. But we're on that recording.
I really appreciate it.
Of course. I'm hoping that sets us up right, because I'm going to have to work with you moving forward. So I'll be your account lead, helping you with the campaign. So it's good that we both have a good taste in our mouth and we're helping each other out, you know. But it does, you are helping me too at the end of the day. I mean, there's been an increase of phone calls and we need another guy up there, so.
Right.
We need to take this. Yeah, so it does stay here that you can discontinue or cancel at any time too, because it's month to month. You're not binded to a contract. So if you are unhappy, you can fire me. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
Okay. So your payment cleared already. You should receive some text messages, or you should have received some text messages. There's a welcome text and a welcome email.
Yeah,
email.
Get it, so.
Okay. So there's an outline of the agreement in writing in the text that says, Anthony, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you click it where it says please click here, you'll find a full outline of the agreement in writing. So that has all the products and features, the website, everything that we're doing for you. And then it'll have the discounted pricing structure of the $149 due on the 14th day each month. It has the cancellation policy, and then it'll ask you to authorize that you're the user on your card and to sign it basically at the bottom. And then you have a hard copy of this sent over to your email. So that way you have it on file and we have it on file that you have that discounted pricing structure for as long as you're with us.
Okay. It's
not a contract. It's month to month, no contracts. But at least that way you have in writing what you're getting for what you're paying, you know, evidence.
Okay. Right. I did. It brought me up to a login page.
Yeah, so that's your tracking system that I was telling you about, where it'll like pipeline the leads for you. Don't worry about that right now, though. At the end of your client interview today, between 4 and 5, they'll send you over the login credentials and like a 7-minute YouTube video that walks you through it, shows you how to use it.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, it's super easy, but that's good. So that way you could track, you know, what we're bringing to the table for you each month. That way you know it's profitable.
It's profitable, right? Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I like to see margins and stuff like that to see where can I improve that.
Yeah, no, I understand, because it's marketing, so it's not like you tangibly, you know, get something for what you're investing in. I mean, obviously you have the customers come in and you'll know you're going out to jobs more than you were before, but at least this way it shows you like, hey, what service they looked up, when they called, you know, it'll pipeline everything so you know exactly what's coming from where. In case you have like Home Advisor, for example, it'll be able to easily differentiate what's coming from us and what's coming from them.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I don't want those guys taking credit for what we do.
Right. Yeah, like I said, man, y'all seem so more on board with it, just more energetic than they was, man. So I just really appreciate it.
Oh, I've been here 10 years, and it's a little bit different the way we do things, too. You know, like we get paid only one time per month from each account, so we have to maintain the accounts. We actually have to get in there and make sure that it's working for you, or, you know, we lose you at the end of the day. So the only way we're getting paid is if you're getting paid.
Right.
And so that creates a better experience for you. You know, Google did that on purpose because that means that we're communicating more rather than just, you know, Home Advisor. They just dock you, you know, basically you get a bill.
Right.
All right. So that concludes our initial sign-up process. I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. A couple things I want you to keep in mind just starting out here, okay? Client interview this afternoon. Like I said, I'll send you a text message 1 hour before just to make sure that's still a good time for you. But try to be available for that. So they're going to do some heavy lifting on the account as far as getting like the keyword set up, the service area, and getting started on your website. And then I sent out your PIN verification letter already. It says allow up to 5 business days to receive that in the mail. So I'm thinking like this time next week, you'll get that postcard. Remember, I need that 5-digit number on the back of that. And then whenever you can, try to send in photos and logos for your site. So that's the main 3 things right there. Just client interview, PIN verification, and send in some photos to get us started on that website. And then after that, it should be smooth sailing. Just focus on answering the calls and generating as good of reviews as you can.
Okay, cool. I can definitely send out some photos today and this weekend. And I can use my business card for my logo.
Perfect.
Right now, so I have one.
Yeah, no, that's
so
actually
one made.
We can also help you with the logo, too. So I could put that in the notes here, too. Like I said, closed mouth doesn't get fed. So if you need help and there's something that we could do,
right,
we will help you. You know, at the end of the day, you got to be successful in order for us to be successful. So something minor like that, we can make sure there's no, like, trademark copyright laws around it and get you a nice logo developed.
All right, cool. Definitely. Yeah, I really appreciate that. I don't even know where to start.
Yeah. No, I understand. Like, We're really great at what we do, and I know you're probably really great at what you do, you know? So we just come together, and then that's going to complete the company and make sure that you're not lacking anywhere. So, like I said, closed mouth doesn't get fed. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to call in. I think you're going to do great with this just because of you being candid, you know?
Right, yeah, definitely.
All right.
Hey,
likewise. I appreciate you giving me the trust. I'm looking forward to earning the other 99% of it. So, you know, enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you for that client interview between 4 and 5, okay?
All right, man. You too.
All right, Anthony. Have a great day. Bye.